ジャパニーズポット101や。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
ユイチです。
Peter here. Beginner Lesson Season 3 Time Capsule Part 2. ナオミ先生、
はい、
Where did we leave off?
2000年の12月31日に3人の小学生がタイムカプセルを埋めました。
Ah, I remember now. The year was 2000. It was December 31st. And three friends were burying a time capsule.
28年が経ちました。
So 28 years have passed.
今は2028年です。
It's 2028, and Tamotsu, Hajime, and Maki are going to dig up the time capsule they buried 28 years ago.
わー。
わ
ー。I'm pretty excited now. This is really interesting. Now, the grammar point we're going to cover today is
手、見る。
To try to do something in order to see the result. And, what kind of Japanese are we using?
友達なので、カジュアル。
そうですね。
Okay, with that said, let's have a listen. Here we go.
Maki, Hajime, 久しぶり。
久しぶり。小学校以来だな。
そうよね。だから28年ぶりじゃない？私たちももう40歳ね。
なあ、みんな。昔タイムカプセルを埋めたよな。掘ってみようぜ。
ああ、そうそう。豚さん公園に埋めたよな。
違うわよ。ゾウさん公園よ。じゃあ、これからゾウさん公園へ行ってみましょうよ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
マキ、はじめ、久しぶり。
久しぶり。小学校以来だな。
そうよね。だから28年ぶりじゃない。私たちももう40歳ね。
なあ、みんな。昔タイムカプセル埋めたよな。てみようぜ。
ああ、そうそう。豚さん公園に埋めたよな。
違うわよ。ゾウさん公園よ。じゃあ、これからゾウさん公園へ行ってみましょうよ。
今度は英語が入ります。
マキ、はじめ、久しぶり。
Maki, Hajime, long time no see.
久しぶり。小学校以来だな。
It's been a while since elementary school.
そうよね。だから28年ぶりじゃない？
That's right. So it's been 28 years.
私たちももう40歳ね。
We're already 40.
なあみんな、昔タイムカプセルを埋めたよな。掘ってみようぜ。
Hey guys, we buried a time capsule, right? Let's dig it up.
ああ、そうそう。豚さん公園に埋めたよな。
Oh, that's right. We buried it in the pig park, didn't we?
違うわよ。ゾウさん公園よ。
No, we didn't. It's in the elephant park.
じゃあ、これからゾウさん公園へ行ってみましょうよ。
Okay, let's go to the elephant park then.
え、ナオミ先生？
はい。
この話、どうなりましたか？ Like, what happened here? I thought they were going to dig it up today.
あと何回か続くんですよね。
はい、まだまだ続きます。
Sorry about that. So it seems like it's going to continue on, and today is not the day they're going to dig it up.
まだです。
Kind of like Lost. Combination of Lost / How I Met Your Mother.
わかんない。
Two popular TV shows in the States right now. But, 誰がこれを書きましたか? Who's the author?
先週も言いましたが、ゆういちさんです。
はい、僕です。
すごいですね。
Like, どうしてそんなアティチュードを変えてんの?
なんですかそれは。
Like, I'm really interested now.
If I were the author, you'd complain, right?
Yeah. But like, I'm kind of interested to see what happened. でも文句を言わせていただければ、like, if I'm allowed to say some kind of complaint, it's that they don't seem that happy to see each other. Why didn't they keep in touch for 28 years?
28年ぶりじゃないとか言ってね。
ね。
一回も会わなかったんだ。
まあ、忙しかったんですね。They were so busy.
Too busy to see each other.
Yeah, probably there's something valuable in there. 面白いですね。
豚さんとゾウさんがカタカナなんですね。豚 and ゾウ are written in カタカナの in 漢字。
はい、そうですね。これは可愛くないですか？
ああ、done for effect, like it's cute.
そう、それからあと、もし漢字だと子供が読めないですよね。If it's written in 漢字、no kids can read it.
So this is done for the kids. So when they go to the park, they can read it?
かな、どうでしょうね。どう思います？
うん、もし豚と象が漢字で書かれていたら If they were written in 漢字 They seem like they are actual pigs and elephants
Like zoo
はい
オインクオインクとか
So there's no animals in this park?
No Just the name of the park
やっぱりあの坂が深いです Like writers are very deep
ああ深いストーリーっていうことですね、
yeah. いろいろ隠されています
タイムカプセルと一緒にね
うまい。
So, yeah, there are lots of things hidden in the story, just like the time capsule. Okay, let's take a look at the vocab. What do we have first?
同窓会
Class reunion.
同窓会 同窓会
Next.
以来
Since.
以来以来
Next.
ぶり
For the first time.In a measurement of time.
ぶり ぶり
Next.
ぶた
Pig.
ぶた ぶた
Next.
違う
To differ.
違う違う
Let's take a closer look at some of the words and phrases used in this dialogue. Naomi-sensei, お願いします。
以来
Since.
それからぶり
For the first time in a certain amount of time. Now, these both follow the measurement of time. For example, let's first look at 以来 since.
彼女とクリスマス以来会っていない。
I haven't seen her since Christmas. So here, Christmas is followed by?
以来
Since Christmas. So I mentioned before that 以来 and ぶり were both preceded by a measurement in time. But with 以来, we can also use nouns.
そうですね。Time expression plus 以来。
Yeah. Okay. Now let's have a look at ぶり。
彼女と3ヶ月ぶりに会った。
I saw her for the first time in 3 months. Now here we have a measurement of time followed by ぶり。And it means for the first time in that amount of time.
あと、よく使うフレーズで、久しぶりっていうのもありますよね。
It's been a long time.
久し is long period of time. So, 久しぶり is...Haven't seen you for a long time っていう時に使いますよね。
So, and literally, the first time in a long time.
そうです。
Okay, next we have.
40歳。
40。
この歳のカウンター難しいですよね。
そうですね。1歳、2歳、3歳、4歳、5歳、6歳、7歳、8歳、9歳、10歳。
So there were some irregulars in there. What were the irregulars one more time?
1歳。
So there's a ちっちゃい tsu in there. So you want to pause for a second.
8歳
Again, ちっちゃい tsu, so you want to hold in there. 8歳
10歳
And 10 years old.
そうですね。この1、8、10だけですかね。
1, 8, and 10. And also, I think 4, because it's only 4歳, right? You can't be 4歳.
4歳 would be priest,
yeah,
right?
So, yeah. And of what order?
I think it's Catholic.
Catholic. Shisai. And Bokushi is Protestant.
Protestant. それから漢字がもっと簡単なやつありますよね。
そうですね。
ああ、そうですね。
カタカナのオに似た。同じじゃないですよ。でもオに似た漢字がありますよね。
So as the character for Sai, age, is quite complicated, there's a very easy one that you'll see on a lot of forms. If you're filling out some forms for some kind of identification...And it kind of looks like the katakana character O.
そっちを使ってもいいんですよね。
はい、全然 大丈夫です。
So, no problems with that. So you can stick with that one. Okay, let's take a look at today's grammar.
Today's grammar point is 手、見る。
Which means to try to do something for the experience or in order to see the result. And here, 見る is acting as an auxiliary verb. So it follows the 手 form of another verb. So in today's conversation we had?
掘ってみようぜ。
Okay, we're going to take off the ぜ。The sentence ending particle, which is used by guys to add emphasis. And we're going to have?
掘ってみよう。
Now, this is the volitional form. So we're going to go back to kind of the dictionary form here of 見る. So we have?
掘ってみる。
This is to try to dig. And of course, this is based off the verb to dig, which is?
掘る。
So we start out with a verb, 掘る, to dig. Then we get the 手 form.
掘って。
Then we follow that with?
掘ってみる。
To try to dig, to find something. So they're trying to dig and find what they buried so many years ago. So this would be the case what they're digging to see the result. Now, we took it a bit further in this example because 掘ってみる is to dig to try to see. But we had
掘ってみよう。
Let's try to dig. So let's look for it. And this was followed by
掘ってみようぜ。
ぜis a sentence-ending particle to show a male speaker's enthusiasm.
そうですね。
掘ってみようよ would be good too.
And for both guys and girls?
Mm.
So I guess the reason ぜwas used here, it's been 30 years. They're finally here. It's something they've been waiting for 30 years.
そうです。
28. So that's why like they're really excited. Okay, let's have another example.
あそこの新しいレストランに行ってみたい。
I want to try the new restaurant there. So, to see whether it's good or not.
いいね。じゃあ、予約の電話してみる。
Sounds good. Okay, I'll try and call to see if I can get a reservation. So, the call will be placed in order to try to get a reservation. So, this is the way this 見る comes in. And often used when you don't know if the result's going to be favorable, you don't know the outcome.But you want to try to get something, or you haven't done something before. So when you first come to Japan, you'll be using this expression a lot. 食べてみたいです. I want to try that.
行ってみたいです.
I want to try to go there.
ピーターに会ってみたいです.
I want to meet Naomi.
あれ?
Naomi の方がいいでしょ? Naomi に会ってみたいです.
私はシャイだから面白くないです. I'm shy, so it's not very interesting to see me.
No, you're so much fun. You have the best laugh. There it is.
あの皆さんも日本に来て、ゆういちさんに会ってみてください。
So, if you make it to Japan, please try to meet Yuichi.
Naomi さんにも会ってみてください。
Please also try to meet Naomi. Okay, that's going to do it for today. Now, inside the Learning Center, we have content questions. And these content questions are designed after the JLPT. Now, this is the beginner level, so the questions are basically around the third and fourth level. This te miru is about a JLPT.3 or 4 level in difficulty. So, after you listen, go to the Learning Center, start practicing now for the JLPT. It's never too early to start. All right, that's going to do it for today.
じゃあまた。
さようなら。
マキ、はじめ、久しぶり。
久しぶり。小学校以来だな。
そうよね。だから28年ぶりじゃない?私たちももう40歳ね。
なあみんな、昔タイムカプセルを埋めたよな。掘ってみようぜ。
ああ、そうそう。豚さん公園に埋めたよな。
違うわよ。ゾウさん公園よ。じゃあ、これからゾウさん公園へ行ってみましょうよ。